This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I've been reading the analysis of what the Liberal Party calls the middle class tax cut versus the Conservative Party's universal tax cut. Well, I'll give you a hint. Don't rely on the media to evaluate these plans. I mean, I say that after watching some really lame analysis by both the CBC and CTV. And if you're concerned about biased reporting, well, I'll tell you, the CBC is providing lots of ammunition. I'll give you an example. In looking at the Liberals' plan, the CBC basically repeated the Liberal press release, taking the party's claims at face value. But the Conservative Party's universal tax cut is put in scare quotes because, you know, it may not be true. But you know what? Both of these plans should be viewed as political spin, but only the Conservatives got treated that way. Fortunately, there's some sound, unbiased analysis available on Twitter by Canadian economists like the University of Calgary's Trevor Toom and Lindsay Tedds. I also recommend for those who want to understand the various tax issues you're going to hear about during the campaign, we'll follow on Twitter people like UBC's Kevin Milligan, Laval's Stephen Gordon, UVic's Rob Gillizeau. And by the way, Dr. Toom and Dr. Tedds both conclude that the Conservative plan saves more in tax for everyone earning up to $150,000, whereupon the Liberal plan saves more for those earning $150,000+. But you know what? There's one more broad aspect of the coverage regarding any plan to reduce taxes that you should note, and that is virtually all reports refer to tax reduction plans as costing money, when in fact, they don't cost people money, they save them money. Sure, some tax reduction plans can reduce government revenues, but they don't cost people money, they save them money. This gets to the heart of the tax debate. There are those who think that everything you earn belongs to government, and the debate is over how much government's going to let you keep. Those are the people who are pushing higher taxes, not just on income, but on assets, bought with after-tax dollars too. On the other side of the tax debate are those people who believe that they own what they earn, and the real debate is over how much to turn over to government, not how much government lets you keep. You know what? It's not hard to see which side is winning. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.